Welcome to the Catholic News Update for Tuesday, the 6th of December. John Murphy, veteran Labour MP from Sydney's Reid electorate, has vowed to oppose any attempt by the House of Representatives to change the Marriage Act to permit same-sex couples to marry. He said today that redefining marriage will change the meaning of marriage for all Australians, and such a change would not only weaken the institution of marriage, but undermine the whole social purpose of marriage. He reiterated that he did not accept the move to change the Marriage Act to accommodate same-sex couples, and that this was not an issue of equality or human rights. Despite repeated vows by the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, that the government she would lead would not change the Marriage Act, on Saturday the Labour Party's National Conference voted to change its platform on marriage to include same-sex couples. In a 208-184 conscious vote, the conference agreed to recognise marriage between same-sex couples and that this is now officially part of the National Labour Party platform. But many, including Mr. Murphy, spoke out strongly against such a move, describing any changes to the Marriage Act to allow same-sex couples to marry was out of step with mainstream Australia and their electorates. Mr. Murphy's sprawling inner west electorate, which encompasses Des Moines, Five Dock, Auburn, Silverwater, Rookwood, Strathfield, Burwood, Homebush and Lidcombe, is possibly the most multicultural in Australia. Earlier this year, he said the electorate has a large Muslim population. Many of my constituents are from the subcontinent, the Middle East and parts of Africa, and as Muslims, are opposed to marriage being redefined and same-sex marriage being made legal. In accordance with the majority of people in my electorate who have been in touch with me, I will oppose any attempt to change the Marriage Act. A recent poll of 1,204 Australian adults commissioned on the eve of the ALP conference by the Ambrose Centre for Religious Liberty and carried out by the Sexton Marketing Group found that less than 1 in 7 were in favour of changing the Marriage Act. The poll also found 50% believe the legalisation of same-sex marriage would significantly change Australian society and cautioned against rushing into any change to the Marriage Act before the social impact of such change was fully addressed, particularly in regards to children. At the conference on Saturday, Labour power broker Joe De Bruin also spoke out strongly against any change, warning it could result in a further loss of seats for Labour in the next election. Rock star Jimmy Barnes has joined forces with American political activist and music maker Moby, pop star turned politician Peter Garrett, New Zealand's Neil Finn, and a host of other chart stoppers to help Finney's and its 253 op shops across New South Wales. If you ever dreamed of owning a t-shirt, dress, scarf or jacket worn and signed by your favourite rock star or band, now's your chance. From the 5th of December, items worn by some of the biggest names in music, both locally and worldwide, along with their distinctive signatures, will go on sale at Vinnie's stores in Sydney, as well as its regional outlets throughout the state. The trick is for buyers to find them. From today, expect Vinnie's op shops to be crowded with music fans from all ages as they scour shelves and racks, hoping to find their own unique piece of rockstar memorabilia. Signed Finds is the latest campaign to be launched by St. Vincent de Paul Society in New South Wales and its op shop stores. Aimed at music fans, Signed Finds promises to be fun. Julie McDonald, Community and Corporate Relations Manager of Vinnie's New South Wales, has said, "But even if fans don't unearth one of the special pieces of signed rock memorabilia, in all likelihood they will come away with a great retro jacket, pair of shoes, or some other terrific find." Julie describes this latest initiative as a win-win for everyone. She says that shopping at Vinnie stores not only is a great way of finding a bargain, but is also a way of directly supporting the most marginalised and disadvantaged people in your local area. Contributors include Matt Corby, Earthboy, Tex Perkins, Missy Higgins, The Wombats, The Living End, Freelance Wales, Kimbra, Jebediah, Gaudier, Blue Juice, Holy Throsby, and Cloud Control, as just a few of the many bands and musicians who have donated and signed favourite items of clothing. Fans will be on the hunt for signed finds until the 26th of January, which is when Sydney's 20th Big Day Out will be held. Between now and then, many more stars are expected to sign on, including a number of overseas legends. So start looking out and help support Vinnie's Make a Difference. The Catholic Church in Sri Lanka plans to boycott all government functions over Christmas in protest at the arrest of an Indian religious sister on child trafficking charges. At a press conference in Colombo on Saturday, Archbishop Cardinal Malcolm Ranjith said he will not participate in government-sponsored events this festive season. He said the church strongly condemns the arrest of Sister Mary Eliza, an Indian sister serving at Prem Nivasa Orphanage in Moratuwa, near Colombo. The orphanage also provides shelter for abandoned single pregnant women. The cardinal said our reaction to this is to stay away from any state functions or state-organized events this Christmas until this matter is sorted out. He said the arrest last week was carried out without any foundation or proof. Police and National Child Protection Authority officials raided the orphanage last week following a tip-off that children were being sold there. The cardinal said the sisters serving in these homes are from different countries and do a magnificent service. The cardinal said that the nuns were providing tremendous support for very vulnerable people within the area. The St. Nicholas Russian Catholic community in Melbourne now has a new and permanent home in St. Kilda East, according to a media release from the community. Archpriest Father Lawrence Cross said the Holy See provided the money for the purchase of the old Congregationalist church on the corner of Inkerman and Hotham Streets at St. Kilda's East, and the pledge for further finance to renovate and adapt the church to our Byzantine usage. The parish will celebrate the first Divine Liturgy at 10 a.m. on December the 18th and sing the Office of Vespers for the Feast of St. Nicholas at 5 p.m. the same day. Father Lawrence said, "This is the day we have all been waiting for, and I trust that everyone in our community will make a special effort to be there." And that's all for today's Catholic News Update. This is Natalie Ambrose reporting for Jason Rushton. God bless.